This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Locked and loaded program. A lot to get into, including a question that I feel like maybe isn't being asked enough. And that's how I want to kick things off. Because this weekend, we know the importance of Sunday. Your favorite shows have talked about it all week long. The high is wore off from the Hail Maryland. It's back to the basics. It's back to football as Washington gets geared up for another contest on Sunday. Looking to move to 7-2 would be their best start since 1996. I wouldn't even thought about in 1996. So an awesome opportunity here this weekend for Washington. A lot of different storylines going into this one, including the injury report that we got earlier today. There was a name that popped up that kind of surprised me. If you all remember, this past Sunday, if you got the chance to listen to Burgundy and Gold In-Game Live, myself and Toby Altizer, there was a point during that program where I said, man, Brian Robinson, they went 15 straight plays without Brian Robinson touching the football. He officially listed as questionable with a hamstring injury. They've done a really nice job being a whisper quiet over in Ashburn about the health of Brian Robinson. I was kind of just looking at it like, hey, is this a pattern? Is this a theme that we're seeing created? The two best defenses that Washington's played to this point has been Chicago and Baltimore. And what a coincidence that in both of those football games, it feels like the running game was forgotten about. As good as Cliff Kingsbury's been as a play caller, it feels like the running game in those 2 weeks were forgotten about. We know that Baltimore game, there was no Brian Robinson. And now we know this past Sunday, Brian Robinson was a little nicked up, dealing with a hamstring injury. He's already had to miss a game because of a knee injury. So as we begin to go down the stretch here and get into the meat of this schedule, I think the health of Brian Robinson is something that I for damn sure am going to be monitoring. And here's the other thing about it. And I really felt this way after Baltimore. I think what Brian Robinson brings to this offense is so important from an identity standpoint, from a physicality standpoint. It is who they are. The ugly, dirty 2 to 3 yards that he gets on first and second down to consistently get this team in the third manageable, that stuff matters. And one thing that anybody that knows what the hell they're talking about will tell you, right, is October football, way, way, way different than December football. See, it gets cold outside, and guys got to make the decision as to whether or not they want to bow up, muscle up, and play the run physically on a down-in, down-out basis. And to me, Washington has made running the football not just something they do, but a lifestyle choice. And I think the health of Brian Robinson down the stretch is going to be one of the most important things to look at with this football team. And we're all talking about trade deadline stuff, acquiring a corner, a pass rusher, potentially another wide receiver. What about adding to the running back room? What about adding to the running back room? Because I'll be real with you. I love Jeremy McNichols in pass pro. I think he runs hard. I love Austin Ekeler in all phases of the game, special teams included. There is no duplicate of Brian Robinson on this roster. And don't give me Chris Rodriguez. Please don't. Clearly, this organization told you what the hell they thought about Chris Rodriguez. He couldn't get a snap against Baltimore. So clearly, in my opinion, the health of Brian Robinson, uber important. He's questionable. Going into Sunday with a hammy. But I think they got to add another body to that running back room. I don't know if it's by trade. I don't know if it's a free agent. They need another hammer. It's who they are. It's November the 1st. Think about that. Think about how quickly we got here. We're halfway through this thing already. And while we can all be geeked up and feel great about being 6-2, let's be real. Just the thing about this fan base. We're used to losing. All of us are losers. Myself included. I'm the biggest loser. Toby Altizer is the other biggest loser. Denton Day is another big loser. We're youngins. We haven't got to see the prosperity of this organization. So when you all call on the phones and you have your unrealistic expectations, people talking about Super Bowl, I'm here on a Friday night to tell you what the hell it is and what it ain't. Sunday against Chicago was Washington's first win all year long against a team with a record over 500. I'm supposed to be impressed? It took a Hail Mary to beat Caleb Williams Sunday. I'm supposed to be impressed? There's a lot more. There's a lot more meat on the bone. And I love when Joe Witt Jr. yesterday goes to the podium. He looks the reporters in their eyes and tells them, hey, it's on me. Straight up and down. I got to be better. I love that. I love that. As we get into the nitty-gritty of this thing, and you have your Pittsburghs, your meetings with Philadelphia, your division games with Dallas, you've got Atlanta still on the schedule. The going's going to get tough. I was listening to our pal Kevin Sheehan earlier today. Either earlier today or yesterday. And Kevin Sheehan said something that for sure sparked my interest. Are the Washington Commanders the favorite to win the NFC East? Should the Commanders be viewed as the favorite to win the NFC East? That's where I currently stand. Because while it feels great to be 6-2, feels great to string together some wins, you're undefeated at home, it's marvelous. It's fun doing the gig under these circumstances. But let's be real. Let's call it what the hell it is here. You don't have a signature win on your resume yet to this point. I was willing to concede Sunday against Chicago as a signature win because it was a win against a team with a winning record. But let's call a spade a spade. Washington's still got a lot to prove. It's a good story. I still need to see more. And when it comes to the landscape of this division, that's where the conversation gets a lot interesting to me. That's where you got to look at things from a 1,000-foot view. Because in reality, I said it in August. I predicted the Chiefs and the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Those, to me, were the two best teams of the NFL coming into this year. And I still feel that way about Philadelphia. I know Green Bay in the NFC has shown, hey, we're a viable threat. I know Detroit has shown, hey, we're here. I know Atlanta, a couple of games over 500. But what Philadelphia has, personnel-wise, I stack it up against anybody in the National Football League. So when I ask the question of who is the favorite to win the NFC East, I think it's a nuanced question. That's what we like to do here on OT. We don't want anything cookie cutter. we get into the nitty-gritty of it. But when I look at this NFC East race, man, it's hard for me to confidently, with my chest poked all the way out, it's hard for me to confidently say, yeah, for sure, Washington's going to win the NFC East. What the Commanders have going for them at 6-2, what the Commanders have going for them is their schedule down the stretch is significantly weaker than what Philadelphia has to deal with down the stretch. Philadelphia's got a trip to L.A. to take on the Rams. They've got a trip to Baltimore. They host the Steelers. They've got two games against Dallas still. Philadelphia, while they're off to a good start, 5-2, I look at their schedule and ask, who the hell have they beat that you would consider a signature win? I don't count it, but I look at week one against Green Bay. I take it with a grain of salt because of how different things are all across the NFL landscape since week one. It's different. Things are different. Things have changed. But when I look at the landscape of this division, Washington's got two matchups with Philly down the stretch. If the Commanders want to make the postseason, they've got to, at worst, split with Philly. They cannot lose both of those games to Philadelphia. And if you had to inject me with truth serum right now, I wouldn't pick the Washington Commanders to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I wouldn't. You no. You're damn right I said it. If I had to be asked right now, and the beautiful part about this job that we do, 13 days from now, Thursday Night Football, November 14th, at Lincoln Financial Field, off of a short week after getting black and blue, after locking horns with the Pittsburgh Steelers, you get to see those Philadelphia Eagles. It's my birthday. Can't wait. Right now, the way this team has looked and the way Philadelphia's looked, when November 14th comes, I'm going to have a difficult time picking Washington to beat Philadelphia. And I know I'm jumping ahead, but I'm jumping ahead for the grand scheme of the conversation. When you take a look at the NFC East, when you look at the schedule that remains for both Philadelphia and Washington, when you look at the strengths of both Philadelphia and Washington and the weaknesses of both Philadelphia and Washington, I don't know if I can confidently poke my chest out and say, hey, the Commanders are a shoo-in to win this division. I don't know if I can do that. There are some glaring holes that still exist with this football team, and their running defense is one of them. And it's the reason I got a hard time picking them in a game against Philly. I'm a little bit nervous about this week. Think about what Devin Singletary did to this defense back in week two. Can I remind you? Can I remind you what 26 and White did against the Commanders back in week two? Wasn't Saquon Barkley. I'll tell you that. 16 carries, 95 yards, a touchdown. The Giants as a team averaged 5.9 yards a pop. If Washington is going to handle their business down the stretch, they've got to be better. And that area in particular. I keep saying it. Yeah. Heading into the first weekend of November, you're 6-2. Congratulations. November football, October football, hell of a lot different than December and January football. That's where the boys become men. That's where we separate the contenders from the pretenders. And as far as I'm concerned, right now, through 8 weeks, I don't know if Washington is a legit contender in the NFC. When I say a legit contender, I'm not talking about a playoff team. I'm talking about a team that's got a viable opportunity to make it to the Super Bowl. I don't know if I put Washington in that same realm of a Detroit, of a Green Bay. Those are the best two teams. Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia, for my money, are the best three teams in the NFC. I think there is a gap after those three teams. I think it's Detroit, Green Bay, Philly in no particular order, and then there's that second tier of NFC teams. Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta. Teams that are good, they're fun, they'll make the playoffs. They should. But do I genuinely believe they'll make the postseason, make noise in the postseason, be a viable contender? I don't know. That's where things stand with me. 8 weeks into this thing, another division matchup coming up on Sunday. Chance to go 7-2 for the first time since 1996. I was saying it getting ready for the Carolina game. These games against the bad teams, and New York's a bad team. That's what their record says. They're 2-6. Their record says they're a bad football team. The games against the bad teams for me, since Washington has become viable and are handling their business against those groups, they've kind of become boring. This is an NFC East game, though, right? There's always added drama. You struggled with New York back in week two, so there's that layer of this conversation. But in reality, I look at Sunday as a game Washington should win. And if they don't win, I'm not panicking. If they don't win, I'm not panicking. Yes, I said it. If Washington loses Sunday, I'm not panicking because guess what? In the grand scheme of things, everything's still right in front of you. Oh, well. It got tripped up in a division game during the regular season. You're still 6-3. You're still right in the thick of the playoff race. And you've still got the most important building block moving forward for this organization. That, to me, is what matters most. But in reality, hell yeah. We think Washington's supposed to win. I'm sure a lot of you think they're going to win the NFC East. I'm going to take your calls on that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. MGM National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Right now, heading into this Giants game, second divisional game of the season for Washington. First time Jaden Daniels gets to play against the same defense twice. 6-2. Opportunity to move to 7-2. First place in the division. That's what I want to look at. Who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? Philly's 5-2. Washington 6-2. Who right now should be the favorite to win the NFC East? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Tim in Maryland. What's up, Tim?
Yes, hi. Good evening.
Tim, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just want to say I hear you, and I got, I think Philadelphia should be favored. Here's the deal. Washington needs to solve the red zone inefficiencies. They had certainly a bad time against the Giants the first time around, and, you know, against Chicago. They cannot be kicking field goals if they're going to be a serious contender. If they can solve the red zone, then I think they certainly will get beyond an initial playoff game. But if they keep kicking field goals, it's not going to work. They need to solve the red zone problem.
I agree, Tim. But let me say this about the red zone thing. Outside of 2 weeks, the red zone hadn't been an issue, Tim.
It hasn't been, but, you know, you cannot struggle against right. The Giants in the red zone. And let's face it, not getting in the end zone against Chicago nearly cost them. I mean, I understand they score from way outside the end zone, the red zone, rather, on the Hail Mary. But I think for them to compete with Philadelphia, they really need to start scoring some touchdowns and not rely on the field goal.
I agree, Tim. Appreciate the call as always, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. See your phone calls pouring in. Who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? Washington 6-2 going into a massive showdown Sunday against the Giants. Looking to move to 7-2 for the first time since 1996. Philadelphia is right on Washington's heels, though, at 5-2. And the thing I have to say about Philadelphia is their strengths are Washington's weaknesses. Who right now should be considered the favorite to win the NFC East? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Nick is in Gaithersburg. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, man. I definitely think that Washington controls its own destiny right now, which is a conversation we were not having this time last year. We were second worst team in the league. I agree with you. These two divisional matchups, you can't get swept by the Eagles, and they might have a better personnel, but they've also had the same core group for years. This is our first year with a new head coach, new quarterback, And even if they make the playoffs and sneak in this year and find their way into a playoff spot with, you know, a one and done, that's a huge step forward that puts them in the conversation for contender next year, move another draft by Adam Peters. You know, but I agree with you that the weaknesses with right now are turnovers. So turnover differential, Dan Quinn said earlier today.
Yes, he did.
Know, we've got to get turnovers, and that's how you win these games, these divisional matchups that count as a little bit extra. So I personally think that if we control our own destiny, we split with the Eagles, we're the favorites.
Nick, I appreciate the call, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who right now should be the favorite to win the NFC East? Eagles right now are 5-2. Washington 6-2. Eagles' schedule down the stretch is a lot more difficult than what the Commanders have to go against. Let's just be real about the talent on both of these football teams. I've had Philadelphia. They were my Super Bowl team in the NFC East, in the NFC before the season started. I saw a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl. 8 weeks into the season, I'm still feeling that way. Who should be the favorite to win the NFCs? 1-800-636-1067. Your calls next here on The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just getting rolling here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock as we continue to get you geared up for another big Sunday across the National Football League. Washington in New York, round two. This time from the Meadowlands, Commanders looking to move to 7-2 for the first time since 1996. In order to do so, they have to get past Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. On the injury front, one thing that was a pretty big storyline heading into this one was the health of Giants running back Tyrone Tracy. He is cleared concussion protocol and will be able to go. He was not a factor in Washington's first meeting against the New York Giants, just one carry for 2 yards. He is now, you know, by this point in the season, become pretty much the lead back for the New York Giants. Tyrone Tracy, Devin Singletary. That rushing offense, you know, could potentially cause some issues for the Washington Commanders defense. The question I want to ask now out there on the MGM at National Harbor Lister lines: who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? Washington right now sits at 6-2. Philadelphia sits at 5-2. When you look at the remaining games for both of these teams, I think it's pretty clear Philadelphia's got the more difficult schedule. but there are also two matchups head-to-head between these two teams. And as I sit here right now, if you had to inject me with truth serum, if I had to pick Washington or Philadelphia in a head-to-head matchup, I don't know how comfortable I'd be choosing the Commanders. I just don't. See, it's all about matchups. Styles make fights. The Philadelphia Eagles are good at stopping the run, and they're good at running the football. They're the eighth best run defense in the National Football League. And when it comes to rushing offense, right, they're right near the top of the league as well. They're actually number two in the league behind the Baltimore Ravens. So what Philadelphia does well, Washington struggles with. This Commanders run defense, for as many strides as they've taken on that side of the football, and they have gotten better each and every week. I give them their credit when credit is due. They are still the eighth worst rush defense in the NFL. In terms of runs allowed of 10 or more yards, they've given up the fifth most. They struggle stopping the run. Well, that's what Philadelphia is going to do if they don't get outside of themselves. And in a matchup where Philly's good at stopping the run and they're good at running the ball, how does Washington manufacture offense without a running game? We saw them do it against Baltimore. They were able to exploit some of the woes in their secondary. Can they do it against the Philadelphia, against the Pittsburgh, against an Atlanta? I feel confident saying this group will make the postseason. Will they win the NFC East is a bigger question. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jack out in Landover. Jack, who do you think is the favorite right now to win the NFC East?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell?
What's going on, bro?
Hey, listen, man, I'm kind of with you, man. I feel like that, you know, this team, talking about the Commanders, I think we are we don't really have the strength yet to be able to stop the run. I think right now, like you said, the Eagles are they already have the players that can actually do that. They've been doing it for quite some time now. They have backup players that can play like starters, whereas we're still building. You know, we have to give our team some time to get to those particular players where if we wanted to, say, do a trade, we can trade a second, we can trade a backup and still maybe get a second round pick. We don't have that luxury to do those things just yet. So because we're winning right now, because we're winning against teams that are, like you said, we got a 500 team once already. I think that fans need to slow their roll. Allow us to continue to grow each week. But to answer your question, I think right now the Eagles are still top of the East right now. Maybe next year we'll get there. But, hey, you know, we also have to go through these injuries too. So injuries play a big part of it as well. But I'm with you with the Eagles, though.
For sure. Jack, I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who right now is the favorite to win the NFC East? Washington 6-2 heading into the weekend. Philadelphia 5-2 heading into the weekend. Two head-to-head matchups still before the season is over between these two teams. When it's all said and done, when the fat lady sings, who will be the last man standing atop the NFCs? Ed is out in D.C. wants to tap in. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good.
I absolutely agree with your point of view on this one. If compared to two rosters, you know, in starters, you know, Washington has the edge at quarterback and at linebacker, and that's it, okay? And in my opinion, I agree with you when you say I have a difficult time seeing them beating the Eagles in either of those games. So if Washington really wants to have a chance to win the NFC East, they have to sweep the Cowboys as well as win this game this weekend. So I think the chances of that are not as good as the situation is for the Eagles because they're just a better football team.
Yeah, I think that's just what it is right now, Ed, and I appreciate the call. I mean, I know this is it's going to annoy the hell out of some people. I know how you all get. We have this mentality. We're on this, like, magical carpet ride right now, and I get it. I understand all of the feels and the vibes around this team better than anybody. This is the most fun I've ever had as a fan. I can go out on a limb and say that confidently. But I still get paid to be objective about this group. And when I objectively speak about them, I think they're in that second tier of teams within the NFC. And we'll play a little bit of contender or pretender as the show rolls on here tonight. We'll look at some AFC teams, we'll look at some NFC teams, and we'll determine whether or not they're a contender or a pretender. But as I said at the top of the show, as we sit here 8 weeks into the season, Washington is not, to me, in that top tier of NFC teams. I think it's levels to this, right? I think there's Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia. That is the top tier of the NFC. Those are the three viable title contenders in the conference. I'm going to say it again. Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia. I think those three teams are marketably better than Washington right now. They just are. On both sides of the football. That's not a slight at Washington. That's just where things stand. Point blank. So that's why I love to do this. I'm going to be objective about it. I'm going to tell you what it is and what it ain't. I don't got to sugarcoat it. We're going to address it for what it is. This group, while impressive over the first 8 weeks, beating the teams they're supposed to beat, clearly improved over last year, I still think there's some work to do before I consider them a title contender in the NFC. There are levels to it. Philadelphia, Detroit, Green Bay. Then there's the field. Washington's not in that upper echelon yet. 1-800-636-1067. Who should be the favorite right now to win the NFC East? Should it be Washington? Should it be Philadelphia? If you think Dallas, chime in with them as well. I want to add another layer to this thing. Down the stretch, Philadelphia's schedule is marketably more difficult. I mean, it just is. They've got Baltimore. They've got a trip to L.A. They've got Dallas twice. They've got Pittsburgh. They've got Baltimore. Washington has Philly twice, and then their next game, their other game against a team with a winning record is Pittsburgh and Atlanta. Two winnable games. Two teams that aren't title contenders. Should they be the favorite to win this division, though? And if they don't, we'll add another layer to this thing as we continue to roll on here. If they don't win the division, considering their current standing, is that a disappointment? Hugo, out in D.C., what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Lanier? What's up?
What's going on?
But, yeah, no, I believe the Commanders will be number one just because, you know, DQ and Wynn, they were impressive Cowboys coaches, you know, when they were with the Cowboys. And, like, NFL is like a family, like a fraternity or whatnot. So when DQ and Wynn, they did their thing, it's like we could hardly beat them. So now that they're with us and we're learning how to play their defense, yeah, we're going to be, like, a very scary team. Like, with Cliff Kingsbury, he's a great offensive coordinator, as he did with the Cardinals until the quarterback got injured. It was like he couldn't really move forward. But, like, with him and with them, with a good coaching staff, yeah, I think we're going to go far. I think, yeah, we'll win this division, and I think we'll go further than most people will think. And that's what I think.
Hugo, I appreciate the call, man. 1-800-636-1067. Washington looking to move to 7-2 this weekend if they beat the Giants, a game they should win. Philadelphia 5-2 heading into the weekend. As we enter the stretch run of the season, trade deadline coming up this week, who right now should be considered the favorite to win the NFCs? Washington or Philadelphia? And then we'll add another layer to this. If Washington somehow doesn't win the NFC East, is that considered a disappointment? Phone lines are loaded. If you're trying to keep calling, you keep the busy signal, keep chiming in. Your call's next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor List of Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Friday night edition of Overtime, talking all things NFC East right now as Washington gets set for their second NFC East battle of the year. They're up in the Meadowlands this weekend, taking on the New York Giants. They'll do so shorthanded. No Cornelius Lucas. He officially ruled out with the ankle injury. We'll talk about the ramifications that that will have as the show rolls on here tonight. But I want to look ahead real quick. Look big picture at this group on a Friday night. Take the 1,000-foot view at 6-2. Looking to move to 7-2 Sunday with a win. Be their best start since 96. At 6-2, should the Commanders be considered the favorite in the NFC East? Philadelphia's 5-2. We continue to say it. Their schedule down the stretch compared to Washington's is a lot more difficult. But two matchups head-to-head are included in that. Philadelphia's got Dallas twice still. They've got Washington twice. They've got Baltimore. They've got Pittsburgh. With all that being said, who should be considered the favorite? I think the Eagles should be considered the favorite. I think from a talent perspective, they're the better football team right now. Their strengths are Washington's weaknesses. And what Washington does well, Philadelphia defends well. Philadelphia's got one of the better running defenses in football right now. That is what they do well. Looking at the Eagles in terms of stopping the run, right? This is a group that's the eighth best run defense in the NFL. It's what they do well. Washington needs to run the football in order to have offensive success. In terms of rushing offense, Philly, second best in the NFL. We know Washington struggles there. So with all that being taken into consideration, who should be the favorite in the NFCs? Little's out in Maryland. What's going on, Little?
Big fella, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
you, man. Your man, Vic. If the DMV been listening, Linnell, I've been saying from the beginning, we're going to fight for the division. Now, let me pump my brakes. We're sentiment and adamant about the opponents that we face, especially the ones that say they balling. We play up to talent. We was only 2-3 plays away from pulling that Ravens game out. If the referees called a couple of them things back, if you play back the game. See where I'm going?
I do.
So now, here we go. We 6-2. I called it out last time. We would become a favorite when we put that 40 burger up Sunday to win the division. And I'm going to tell you now, Pittsburgh coming to town, we're going to embarrass them too. Then they're going to become a more favorite when it's time for us to face Philly. Watch what I tell you, Linnell. It's time to
So then, why do you think, and I get 40 burger on the Giants.
I like how you say that. Watch how we come up. Watch when it's time to play Philly, how we play up to the talent of Philly.
Hey, Little, you know I'm a fan how first. We, you know I'm a fan first. I'm rooting for them to beat Philly.
I know you are.
But I'm being realistic.
Are, Sometimes you and Rooster, y'all get off a little bull. Y'all become a little reluctant up top in the mind a little bit. But we can't be reluctant. We gotta realize that here's the time that we going in there and take what we want to win. We're going to take this trophy, man. We taking the division. I'm really pissed off, man, because I'm ready for the NFL to rectify the championship game to become Super Bowls. And guess what? Man, we got a total of 11. When we look at all the championships we got, it's 11 Super Bowls. That's how I look at it, big fella.
Little, I can't wait to talk to you during Steelers week.
God bless you. Stay up, man.
Hey, look, I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. Dave is out in Woodbridge. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Linnell. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
All right. Man, I'm riding with the Commanders. Coaching matters.
Yes, it does.
That's one thing we've had where we haven't had since the early 90s, as far as I'm concerned, except for 1 year with Schottenheimer. I still think these boys should still be favored to win. They're leading it right now. The Eagles are a couple silly plays away on their own from imploding. They still got coaching and their head coaching hurts from having more issues down the road. I mean, it seems like they're getting it together. I still think we could win the division losing two to Philly because A.J. Brown is a problem for our team. You know, we don't have anybody that can cover somebody that, you know, that big and that fast and just that talented. But I think Philly that, you know, they're going to lose some of these other games. And as long as our guys win the games they should win, we're going to be right in it fighting. I'm excited. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid now. I'm on board, man.
Dave, I appreciate the call as always, man. Look, ain't nothing wrong with drinking the Kool-Aid. It's sweet. It's flavorful. It's tasteful. But if we look at this thing objectively, the biggest threat right now to the Washington Commanders is the Philadelphia Eagles. And I've gone back and forth on this all week. I said going into Sunday on the pregame show, Washington did not have a signature win under their belt to this point. Does Chicago represent that? I don't know. They look mediocre. Would the Giants game represent that? Probably not. Pittsburgh next week. You beat Pittsburgh next week. I think people talk about you a hell of a lot different. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. TJ's out in Waldorf. What's up, TJ?
Hey, Linnell. That Kool-Aid is very sweet.
Sweet. Look. Hey, man, so sweet that it's got some of y'all with a sugar high.
4 questions should get our answer. First thing is, who has the softer schedule, Philly or Washington?
Washington.
Okay. Who has the better coaching staff, Philly or Washington?
I'd probably say Washington.
Okay. What's the most important position in all of sport?
Quarterback.
Who would you rather have, Jay Den or Jay Len?
Jay Den.
Have a good night, Linnell. Thank you.
You think it's that simple? Damn, TJ hung up. I hear what he's saying. I hear what he's saying. And I think it was Dave at Woodbridge that brought it up first, man. Like, I do believe that coaching matters. I do think Washington does have the advantage. But this is what I go back to. You can have those advantages, but at the end of the day, you got to be able to stop the opposing team from running the football. And Washington hadn't shown they've been able to do that against any good rushing attack this year. And what Philly wants to do is beat you up front. And I don't know if Washington can stop that. If they can't make Philly one-dimensional, they don't got a shot defensively. But they just don't have the personnel to match up with this group, in my opinion. And I think it all starts on the ground. Now, with Washington offensively, I think they'll be able to move the ball against Philly. It may be easier to do so through the air, but I think they can do it. I don't buy what Philly has in the secondary. I know people are excited about Quinyon Mitchell. I know Cooper DeJean's made a couple of plays. I like what Washington has in the pass game against Philly's secondary. I think that's where you have an advantage. But outside of that, I don't know where Washington has many advantages against that football team. Quarterback, yes, super important. I'd rather have Jaden. But, man, when it comes down to it, can they stop Philly from running the ball consistently? I don't think they can. Kurt's in District Heights. What's going on, Kurt?
How you doing, Linnell?
I'm good, bro.
You hit a lot of the nails on the head, man. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I'm not going to call it Kool-Aid. I'm going to call it coffee. And I'm going to put my cream in the coffee, which is reality.
Okay.
Okay, and the reality is this. Okay, you talked about Philly running the ball, being dominant with the ball. But Philly can also kill us in the air. Okay, they are elite at the skill positions. Okay, we cannot match up with them. Okay, between A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Goddard, and Saquon Barkley, with that powerful offensive line that they have, we cannot match up with them. Now, with that saying, we may be able to get a split with them.
That's what I think that's the best case scenario. I think that's best case scenario.
At the end of the day, here's the thing. Okay, we're in year one of a rebuild. So to answer the second part of your question, I'm not going to be disappointed if we don't win a division.
Okay.
The playoffs is a blessing for us. Okay, and I think we can accomplish that. And they are light years ahead of the curve in terms of year one rebuild. But
for
they
sure.
are not quite on Philly's level. They just not. Okay, Philly has too many elite players. You gotta realize, you know, they had both of their wideouts out for a couple weeks.
For sure, and still were able to keep themselves afloat.
Well, they could be in first place right now, even one less game. Okay, I'm pretty sure they would be. Okay, but with us matching up with them in the long run, they're just a better ball club. You know, they're a better ball club, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying that. We're on the upswing, and we're here to stay. And we're going to continue to get better, and we're going to get better and better. And, you know, next year, maybe a couple years, we'll be on that level. But we're not there yet. We got some more pieces to go.
Way to add some cream to the coffee, my brother. I appreciate the call. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Two-parter for you. Washington looking to move to 7-2 this weekend. Be their best start since 96. Should they be favored in the NFC East? And if they don't win the division, would you consider it a failure? 1-800-636-1067. More of your calls coming up next here on The Fan. Still rocking and rolling here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. We're taking your calls. Who is the favorite to win the NFC East? Washington, Philly, would you dare say the Dallas Cowboys? I was looking at the standings earlier. It doesn't even feel like Dallas is 3-4. They're 3-4. They have the feel of a 2-5 football team in terms of where their vibe is at right now. Nothing going right for that group. But, man, as we sit here, get ready to get geared up for this Giants game Sunday, I'm calling it a must-win for Washington because you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. I can't help but to think, are they going to win this damn division? Are they going to host a playoff game? You look at their schedule down the stretch, it doesn't get much easier, right? You got two games against Philly. You should split that. You got a game against Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is as fraudulent as they come. You should maybe win that game. And then you got Atlanta, another team that I just don't think is a viable threat in the conference. So there is a path for Washington to win 11, 12 games this year. There is. The question is, will they do it? The question is, will they do it? Can you, one, beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and then two, play disciplined enough football to get out of the tough ones? Because Pittsburgh's going to be a dog fight next week. I don't think this Giants game will be a dog fight. I just think we're better than New York. But maybe I'm stupid. I'll tell you how Washington loses to New York. The only way Washington loses to New York is if Tyrone Tracy, Daniel Jones, and Devin Singletary carve us up on the ground. That is the formula to a Washington loss on Sunday. It just is. I know this group. You all know them too. That is their biggest Achilles heel right now defensively, is stopping the run. And I would say it each and every week, and you could say, oh, what analysis are you giving? Look, I watch the games as thoroughly as anybody does. That run defense issue is a real problem because, as I continue to say, yeah, you 6-2. Vibes are high. It's the first week of November, man. The real season starts now. The real season starts now. Teams define who they are in November and December. Can you win when it gets cold outside? Are you man enough to stop the Eagles from running the football? Are you man enough to stop Najee Harris next week? Are you man enough to stop Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary? want to talk about playoffs, winning divisions. Stop the run. What team over the past decade has been bottom five in the NFL in stopping the run and a viable playoff threat? Name me one. So for, as sweet as the Kool-Aid is, right? As sweet as the Kool-Aid is, let's drink some water. What did I tell you? When you get too busted outside, you'd have had too much liquor? Drink some water. It'll sober you up. Let's drink some water on the Washington Commanders. I'm not being negative. I'm being objective about it. Because Joe Witt got me fired up. And we'll let you hear from Joe Witt, the defensive coordinator of the Commanders, as the show rolls on. Joe Witt had me fired up at the podium yesterday. He said, man, I didn't see the damn Hail Mary because I was pissed off. Because all week long, we let this group, or all game long, we stopped that group from running the football. And then when it mattered the most, boom, we give up a huge bust in the run game. That can't happen. Real, viable playoff threats don't let other teams run the football at will. They just don't. Who's a favorite to win the NFC East? And if Washington doesn't win the East, is it considered a disappointment? Nick is in Woodbridge. What's going on, Nick?
You might be one of the most pessimistic Redskins fans I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm pessimistic, or I'm real and objective. See, hold on, let me tell you this, Nick. If you want to hear the Commanders get their ass kissed, listen to 6 to 10 every morning.
I've been hearing it.
Listen 6 to 10 each morning. You want to hear the Commanders?
I've been hearing it, but as of right now, if you don't believe, then, I mean, yeah, there's definitely something wrong with you.
No one, Nick, hold on, Vic, cut him down. Can we cut him down for a second? Nick, listen. That's the one thing that I'm not going to have happen here tonight. I'm so sick and tired. Let someone be objective about this group, and now you're negative, and now you don't believe. I believe as much as anybody does. I sat through this crap my entire life. I've never seen this group good. So when they are, you damn right, I'm going to continue to be objective about this group.
Just look a little deeper then, and a previous caller touched on, like, you know, who would you rather have, Jaden, and who would you rather have in the coaching staff? Like, that coaching staff in Philadelphia is, that's not a good situation to be in, right now. And then if you look at the schedule, our bye week and the teams that we play before and after our bye week and for the rest of the season – are kind of like it's like a perfect storm that's brewing. So, I give like a 55%. Yeah, they have better guys on their team, right? But I give a 55% chance because of all those like little things that people aren't looking at and all the intangibles. I give a 55% edge to the Skins because we got the schedule, we got the staff, we got our QB. Yeah.
I hear all of those points. And the best one you made, Nick, and I appreciate the call as always. The coaching thing to me is real. I do think we have the advantage there. I think Kliff will out-scheme Vic Fangio. I think Joe Witt will out-scheme Kellen Moore. But at the end of the day, coaches ain't going to stop Jordan Mailata from pile-driving Dante Fowler. Coaches aren't going to stop Cam Jurgens for putting Johnny Newton on his ass. The guy's got to play up front, point blank. And I don't know if they can do that against a big, bad, physical offensive line like Philadelphia. Say I don't believe. Richards and Ashburn.
Hey, appreciate taking the call, and I think your perspective is spot on. But let me give you a 10,000-foot perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think the Commanders are favored to win the division, should be, and they will. But I think Philadelphia will go further in the playoffs because the Commanders are a team on the rise. But Philly knows there's two seasons, just like Kansas City a year ago. They recognize that they're conserving energy. They're not going to kill themselves during these, you know, this tough stretch. They're going to get there. Yeah, and for the reason, exactly the reasons you pointed out, ability to stop the run, the little flaws get exploited in the playoffs and the games that really matter.
Yep.
And that's exactly what will happen. Yeah. Hey, but you shouldn't be disappointed. Absolutely not. this is the first time in a long time that, you know, we're going to finish a year with the Commanders not entering the second year of a five-year rebuilding program for the 10th straight year. That this group is going somewhere.
For sure. Yeah.
And you got a quarterback. I would take Jaden over Jalen.
Because I think
Jaden's,
we all would.
Jaden's on the up. He's coming in. He's on the upright. He's only going to get better. We've seen the best of Jalen, you know. But Jalen's been there. At this point, he's more likely to win a playoff game. And that doesn't mean I'm disappointed. I'm just looking forward. I really appreciate the show, and I think the conversation's been great. And I think all the previous callers are, you know, said good points.
For sure.
Thanks.
Richard, I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Commanders looking to move to 7-2 this weekend. Philly looking to move to 6-2. Half-game lead over the Eagles in the division. Eagles have the more difficult schedule down the stretch. But statistically, and by the eye test, I think they may be the better football team. Who should be the favorite to win the NFC East? And if Washington doesn't win the NFC East, should it be considered a disappointment? Your calls coming up next on that. Plus, I'll continue to break down Commanders and Giants. As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, we'll take your calls on our key Commanders, guys that must step up in order for the Commanders to move to 7-2 on Sunday. Your calls coming up next here on The Fan. It's a Friday night edition of Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Before we get out of here, talk about the Washington Wizards. They're out in Mexico City tomorrow night for a game against the Miami Heat. 9:30 tip-off. Pre-game coverage is going at 9:15 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Speaking of the young Washington Wizards, a lot of love for last year's first-round pick, Bilal Coulibaly. Career-high 27 points the other night in their victory over Atlanta. Take a deeper look at Bilal Coulibaly and his start to the season for the young Wizards. Plus, ask a couple other questions about the D.C. family, including, what are your expectations for that group? How do you define success for the 2024 Washington Wizards? Right now, though, who is the favorite to win the NFC East? 1-800-636-1067. Let's waste some more time. Right back out to it. Mark is in Maryland. Mark, who is the favorite to win the East? And if Washington doesn't win the East, would it be considered a disappointment?
Right now, first of all, thanks for taking my call. First time call, long time listener to your show. Great show.
Appreciate you, man.
I think right now the Commanders are in first place, and they're in charge of their destiny. Right, winning, you're in. Fact.
Right.
However, I believe that Philly has a good team. I feel like they're maybe on the downside of things. Their management and their coaching staff is kind of in the pooper right now. However, I believe if we split, we take the division. I think if Philly sweeps, they take the division. And no, it's not a disappointment if we don't make the playoffs. We've already exceeded expectations for the season.
Mark, I appreciate the call, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Rob is in D.C. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Lynette.
What's up, man?
Well, first, I'm going to say thanks for taking the call.
Oh, man, go ahead. You know I got you.
Man, all this Philly, there's no dominant teams in the league to be saying that someone's, you know, going to lose against or whatever. Everybody got L's this year other than Kansas City. And he's leading the league in interceptions, but yet they undefeated. So it ain't about the star players. It's about the right players. And I think Washington got the right players, man. Right coaches, right owner, right. It's a whole different regime here, man. I like Washington to win a division and win a playoff game.
Let me ask you this, Rob. Who does Washington beat in a playoff game in the NFC? Can they beat Detroit?
Can they beat Green Bay?
Can they beat Philadelphia?
I think so. I sure do. I think so. Yes, sir. We can score with anybody.
I know we can score with anybody, but you got to be able to get stops.
Yeah, you're going to have to get some stops, but I've got faith in the defense. We're not the same defense
as we were
in week one and week two.
No, we're not.
Right, we're totally different, and each week they're getting better. So, I guess I got my hopes that by the time we see the Eagles, we'll be just that much better.
Right.
As far as defense go. But, yeah, I feel like our offense can score with the best of them, so bring it on. And what I see the Chiefs doing, they still undefeated, and they not really you know, I guess you can say dominant. He leads the league in picks, but he's still undefeated.
Well, Rob, they have a dominant defense, though. Their defense is playing as good as anybody's right now.
Yes, it is. I must admit that. So, but as far as Washington goes,
let me ask you this, Rob. You like them to win the division. If they don't win the division, is it a disappointment?
Oh, no, because we will still be in the playoffs. So I don't think that would hinder that at all, no.
So if they don't make the playoffs, would you consider it a disappointment?
We don't make the playoffs. So what we gonna our record is not going to allow us to make it,
right?
That was your saying.
I mean, however it falls out,
8-9 wins or something. 8-9 wins or something. That's still a plus for rebuilding franchise.
I hear you, Rob. I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. Andre's in Manassas. What's going on, Andre?
Hey, what's going on, man? First of all, I got to commend you. That was like the greatest sign off in Washington D.C. radio history. Mitt Mia Largo. You know, you broke out into all the D.C. slang. Young, slim, it was fantastic radio to listen to.
I appreciate it.
You know, I got to say this, you know, like my favorite wrestler of all time, Ric Flair would say, the Nature Boy, to beat the champ, you got to beat the champ. Ooh! And, you know, Philly is the champ, and you got to give them their props. So, I mean, you know, it's not like I don't want just to beat Philly, and it's not like I like the Eagles, but you just got to respect, you know, we got to respect Philly's game. So, having said that, I won't be disappointed if they don't make they win the division. You still got to go through Philly. You got to take that belt from Philly. Having said all of that, though, and I have no reason why I believe this way, but, you know, the last 7-8 games of the season, you would think, you know, Tone Low, Cliff Kingsbury was the head coach, as much as we've talked about the offense, as much as, you know, we've Jaden. And, you know, like you've been saying earlier, the tape is out. I'm not saying he's going to regress. I'm just saying the tape is out. And the one thing, I listened to that interview yesterday, too, of our defensive coordinator, Joe Witt. And I just believe in Joe Witt. And I got to believe,
Andre,
that the defense is
going
to be getting better and better and better. And I think, you know, this second half of the season, it's probably going to be more of a defensive. I think, you know, it's going to be more so the defense saving the day. Because they're getting better. They are getting better. And Johnny Newton's in the game. Things are looking better. I would say perhaps if I was a betting man that I would say the defense would be more productive moving forward than the offense will be productive. So hopefully, you know, hopefully we go and do our thing, man. But keep up the good work.
I appreciate you, Andre. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If the Commanders don't win the NFCs, that's the one thing I guess I haven't answered here. I would say, yeah, it is a disappointment because it would signal a poor finish. Been the start. You got to finish strong as well. And I understand it's year one of a rebuild, but clearly the expectations for this group, in my opinion, have changed. And is that wrong? Like, and I haven't changed too much because I was one of the only people this offseason. I thought this team would win 9-10 games if everything went their way. I knew the quarterback would be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. I actually thought the defense would be better than what they are. But that's, I guess, another conversation. I still think defensively, that is where this group ultimately is going to come up short when it's all said and done in this season. It's just a prediction. I hope I'm wrong, but I just think their run defense, it's now or never in terms of figuring that out. And I was impressed by the way they played against Chicago, stopping the run. But in reality, right, Philly's a different animal running the football. Pittsburgh is a different animal running the football. Atlanta with Bijan, a different animal running the football. If you can't stop the run, you can't be a playoff team. Vic Senakiki. What's going on, Vic?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
So, I'm good. So, Neil, you said it. You started. You finished your statement by starting my statement. I say this all the time. Playoff teams can run the football, and they can stop the run when they need to and when they want to. Let's go back to the Bucs winning the Super Bowl a few years back. LeGarrette Blount had a career playoff performance, career playoff performances, particularly in the Super Bowl, because the Bucs realized that Tom Brady is older, and the team they were playing against had schemed against him to take away his lanes, which is, I'd say all the time, if you take away a quarterback's lanes, I don't care if they're Joe Montana and Tom Brady and Dan Marino put together. He's going to have a rough day. And if you get after the quarterback quickly off the ball and you are disciplined in your rush lanes, you will cause him a disruption that will not allow his offense to be prolific. Two examples we saw of that was what the Giants did to the Patriots twice. Yep. So, with that being said, I believe that, as you said, if we do not finish strong, it will be a disappointment. And I believe it will be a disappointment because of what I said I thought we would be coming into the season. I am a strong endorser of coaches that do things the right way and coaches that say they're going to do things the right way, and it marries throughout the coaching staff and the organization. And so far, we've done that. So that means little things, that means accountability, that means attention to detail. Those things are being executed. So for us to fall way off and not make the playoffs, that would mean that those things have fallen off and we have returned to what we were a year ago as far as the culture of accountability in our organization. With that being said, I'm starting to like Joe Witt.
And Vic, let me say this, and I'm gonna let you finish up because you're my man. I think you always love taking your call, Vic. You're gonna be honest and constructive with the criticism. You're someone who's been disappointed in Joe Witt at points throughout this season, but I feel like you're kind of in the same boat that I'm in. You can talk all the talk you want all day long. It wasn't matching up on the field. Now it is. He said something in the presser yesterday, Vic, if you caught it, that made me chuckle because he know damn well he was lying. He said the running and hitting has been there all year. No, it hasn't. The running and hitting started against Arizona, in my opinion at least. Yeah. That's when I thought they did it best.
Yeah, yes. Against Arizona is when I started hearing a lot of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I felt that they started to understand at least where I want to be, I need to get there violently.
Exactly.
And I need to finish there violently. And I understand that it married about that time as we got to our biggest win, because it takes some time to burn out bad habits in players that are not used to playing to that level of accountability. So with that being said, he said something that really got my attention. He was accountable to why we gave up that 60-yard touchdown.
Yep.
He said we had two individuals that went inside of our gap integrity and did not stay outside and set the edge. And that let me know that at least he is paying attention and he's willing to say publicly what any real football mind saw on that play.
Yeah.
I think Holder slashed inside and Noah I. He backed up, and then he went whole man instead of half a man and didn't squeeze it inside. And if we do that, that's a 5-yard play. That's not a 64-yard play. So my thought process is, if we are being accountable, if we are executing the right things for culture, if we're strategizing with attention to detail, if we're getting better with that practice by practice, down by down, drill by drill, series by series, then we should be able to clean up setting the edge and keeping guys inside the teeth of our defense.
Vic, this is the thing, though. If you don't got the personnel, you don't got the personnel. Always say they love the way Dante Fowler plays, talking about he's violent and all that. Dante Fowler ain't got a damn thing for Jordan Mailata or Lane Johnson. He's too small. They don't have that big, nasty dude on the edge that ain't worried about getting upfield and getting after the quarterback. They're going to set the edge first. Cleveland Farrell is supposed to be that guy. He doesn't do it consistently enough. Vic, appreciate your call as always, my brother, man. Hope to hear from you on Sunday, man. 1-800-636-1067. We'll continue to ask the same question on the other side of the break. Commanders 6-2, looking to go to 7-2. Eagles 6-2, or excuse me, 5-2. Who is the favorite right now to win the NFC East? And if Washington doesn't win the East, is it a disappointment? Your calls on that next on The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? you might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.